points, the current situation requires more responsibility to ensure success of new school year, says head of government. Moroccan expert appointed at WHO International Health Regulations Review Committee. And coronavirus will not be the last pandemic, warns WHO Director General. Good afternoon. 1,386 new cases of coronavirus infection and 822 recoveries have been recorded in Morocco in the last 24 hours. This brings to 73,780 the number of infections since the first case was reported in the kingdom on March the 2nd, and to 56,096 the number of fully recovered people, that is a recovery rate of 76%. The number of deaths rises to 1,394 with 33 new cases reported in the last 24 hours. And the Ministry of Health has said that it will post every day at 6 p.m. on the covidmaroc.ma portal the written report on the epidemiological situation linked to COVID-19. This daily report will also be published on the department's official pages on social networks. The COVID-19 outbreak will not be the last pandemic, and the world has to be better prepared for future outbreaks, has said World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Let's listen to the UN official.
COVID-19 is teaching all of us many lessons. One of them is that health is not a luxury item for those who can afford it. It's a necessity and a human right. Public health is the foundation of social, economic, and political stability. That means investing in population-based services for preventing, detecting, and responding to disease. This will not be the last pandemic. History teaches us that outbreaks and pandemics are a fact of life. But when the next pandemic comes, the world must be ready, more ready than it was this time. In recent years, many countries have made enormous advances in medicine, but too many have neglected their basic public health systems, which are the foundation for responding to infectious disease outbreaks. Part of every country's commitment to build back better must therefore be to invest in public health as an investment in a healthier and safer future.
That was Director WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus. The new school year started yesterday in Morocco in an exceptional context and amid the sudden changes which require more responsibility from everyone to ensure its success, said the head of government, Sadi Lahtmani. In a message on the occasion of the new school year, Lahtmani indicated that the current situation requires more responsibility to ensure the success of this event, which involves the return to classes of more than 700,000 students, with all the impact this could have on most families. He emphasized the need to spare no effort to ensure the success of this pedagogical and educational operation while making sure to preserve the health of students and that of the teaching staff and to guarantee all adequate educational, logistical and sanitation means depending on the circumstances and the evolution of the situation. The head of government stressed that the return to classes in this delicate epidemiological context imposed unusual arrangements, and we are aware that they are not exemplary, but dictated by the need to respond to multiple and sometimes contradictory priorities. For the new school year, he insisted that the government will spare no effort to ensure its success, calling for the commitment and support of the teaching staff, families, parents, associations, and all stakeholders. The chief medical officer of Casablanca's Mohammed V airport, Dr. Mohammed Moussif, is among the 23 international experts appointed by the World Health Organization to sit on the review committee of the International Health Regulations, IHR, which will start its proceedings today. Moussif along with six other experts, represents the African continent within this committee. The committee will assess the functioning of the international health regulations in the context of the novel coronavirus and commend the changes it considers necessary according to the WHO. Let's listen to Dr. Mohamed Moussif, Chief Medical Officer at Casablanca's Mohammed V Airport and National Coordinator of the Points of Entry Program at the Ministry of Health.
The IHR stands for International Health Regulations. It's a legally binding document for WHO, World Health Organization, and its member states, including the Kingdom of Morocco. The purpose of this IHR is to prevent, to protect against, to control, and to provide public health response to international spread of disease, but in ways that are commensurate with and restricted to public health risks and which avoid unnecessary interference with international traffic and trade. The IHR are about the strengthening capacities in terms of legislation and policy, in terms of coordination, in terms of surveillance for the diseases and for pandemics and epidemics, in terms of response, in terms of preparedness, especially emergency planning, in terms of risk communication to empower population and inform them about the risks of the disease, in terms of workforce or human resources, and in terms of laboratory capacities. The IHR 2005, unlike the old IHR of 1969, is about any potential hazards, be it infectious, zoonotic, food safety, chemical, or nuclear. It deals also with events at points of entry, ports, airports, and ground crossings. And these capacities should be implemented at national level, intermediate level, or regional level, and at local level. So the old IHR was about the control of plague, cholera, and yellow fever. It was very restrictive IHR. So the broad of the new IHR is larger, encompassing any threat, whatever its origin and whatever its nature. And it encompasses novelties, including the designation of IHR national focal points in each and every country, and the rights of the Director General to declare fakes, which are public health emergencies of international concern.
That was Dr. Mohamed Moussif, the Chief Medical Officer of Casablanca's Mohammed V Airport. Morocco's permanent representative to the United Nations Office and international organizations in Geneva, Ambassador Omar Sniber, has called for strong support for developing countries in general and African countries in particular to help them overcome the socio-economic efforts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The socioeconomic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic presents increased and unforeseen challenges for all developing countries and further aggravates their structural weaknesses, noted Sniber, who was speaking at the second segment of the 67th session of the UN TADS Trade and Development Board. It is more imperative than ever for the international community to strengthen international solidarity, joint efforts, multilateral cooperation and partnership with all developing countries, notably in the area of capacity building and technical assistance to combat and contain this pandemic, he insisted. And the sessions of the Libyan dialogue between the delegations of the High Council of State and the Parliament of Tobruk is underway for the third consecutive day in Buznica. This event aims to maintain the ceasefire and open negotiations to end conflicts between the Libyan parties. More with Sheima Boui.
Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates, Nasser Bourita, has had a telephone conversation with his Egyptian counterpart, Sameh Shoukry, on the latest developments related to the Libyan matter and joint efforts to achieve a political settlement of the crisis in this country. These talks respond to the mutual desire for coordination and deployment of efforts for a political settlement in Libya, said the spokesman for the Egyptian Foreign Ministry in a statement. As for the United Nations, it has welcomed the constructive role of Morocco, which has contributed since the beginning of the Libyan crisis to efforts to achieve a peaceful resolution of the conflict in Libya. Stéphane Dujarric, spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, has stated that since the beginning of the Libyan crisis, the Kingdom of Morocco has played a constructive role and contributed to the UN's efforts to achieve a peaceful resolution to the Libyan conflict. He also added, "We are convinced that this latest initiative of Morocco will have a positive impact on the facilitation by the UN of the political dialogue owned and led by the Libyans." The League of Arab States has also welcomed the efforts to make headway with the political dialogue between the Libyan parties. In a statement, the League of Arab States affirmed that it follows the Libyan dialogue held in Bouznika at the invitation of Morocco, and which brought together the delegations of the Libyan Parliament and the High Council of State in order to make headway with a political solution following the reference of the Skhirat Agreement and to follow up on the various proposed initiatives aimed at achieving the desired peaceful settlement of the situation in the country. What's more, the community of Sahel-Saharan states, CENSAD, has said it follows with particular attention and great satisfaction the inter-Libyan talks launched on September 6, 2020, which are part of the continuation of the Skhirat process crowned by the political agreement of December 15, 2015. The CENSAD praises Morocco's involvement in the search for a negotiated solution to the Libyan crisis, which strongly impacts other CENSAD member states. Furthermore, the CENSAD expresses its full support for the Bouznika process and calls on the entire international community to strongly support it as well.
The end of the news. Reminder of the main points.